I was actually very, very confident as a kid, and it wasn't until I came to school. So I started school when I was 3. It wasn't until I came to school that I started questioning my identity. But I was the only Hmong student in my class, but the kids were questioning me. They were asking like simple questions like, why is your skin like that? Or why is your hair like that? Or things like that. And like, as a kid, I think that really, like, now I don't really care for it, but as a kid, I think that really impacts you. Like, it really does make you question, like, well, I don't know why I'm like this. Why am I like this? So I was very, very, very against my Hmong culture. I didn't like it. I completely stopped speaking Hmong. I used to bring Hmong food to school for lunch, but then I want to say about a month into me doing that, I stopped bringing Hmong food out in public in general because someone was just like, oh, that's nasty. From there on, I completely stopped bringing Hmong food to school. I stopped speaking Hmong completely. So elementary school, I never really had any Hmong friends. It wasn't until I got to middle school that I kind of started getting back into my culture again. But by then, I was already 11. I like forgot how to speak my own language. And I think that was a struggle for me because going to my middle school, I ended up meeting a lot of Hmong people. Half of those Hmong people were people that were very into their culture. And then the other half were people that were in my same situation, which was questioning their identity.